Hello, and welcome to The World According to the Knock, the shittiest tornado to hit your life and will have impact on the rest of your life. On this road, you will meet the most fabulous people and also some absolute idiots. And we are here to help you decipher between the two and make your road a bit more bearable and, most importantly, to give you some hope. Listener's discretion is advised due to the net sensitive nature of the podcast and the swearing.
According to the Knock, let's talk about the title of the podcast this week, which is Nothing About Us Without Us. Absolutely relevant to this week's pod, and I'm going to read out the description of it. It's on Wikipedia. It was brought to my attention by the wonderful Annie Hope, and I thought, oh my god, this is absolutely perfect. And the description is: Nothing About Us Without Us is a slogan used to communicate the idea that no policy should be decided by any representative without the full and direct participation of members of the groups affected by that policy. In its modern form, this often involves national, ethnic, disability-based or other groups that are often marginalised from political, social and economic opportunities. Well, I do believe the last time I looked, we are very much marginalised within the NOC community. Now, the reason for all this is that it was brought to our attention. I want to say us, I mean the community, especially the more vocal community members that talk on behalf of the community, that the narrative is trying to be changed. The label, don't get me wrong, I don't like that we have labels, but we are happy with the NOC. We are the NOC community. Anyway, certain professionals are trying to change that label to the warrant. So we thought, well, let's go and ask. So we didn't just ask a couple of people, we asked hundreds. That's the thing, I think these professionals think we only talk to a couple of people. We don't. Over 6 years, I think, between us, you know, three or four of us, which are the most vocal and the ones that put ourselves out there on behalf of the community, it's thousands of people have come to us, have looked for help from us. You know, we have support groups running, we have a website, there are two websites, we have our own forum that is not public, it is private. You know, we have a writing group, we have blogs. You know, we're not just talking to a couple of people. Anyway, so we put it out to all our support groups, forums, one-to-ones, you know, people we speak to individually, and asked, what do you think about this? So what I did is I chose a select few. And I'm sorry if there's pauses, but I have to find them. So I'm going to read them out, because I think it's important for any professionals that listen to this or hear about this and think, oh, hold on, I'm going to have a listen to this podcast. Actually hear what the community think about this. So here we go. Along with many others, to me it will always be the knock. On the day we received the knock on the door, at no point were we given any paperwork or warrant. The knock changed my world completely, and to this day I still receive that same fear each time someone knocks on my door. To me, To me, it will always be the knock. It was the knock at the door at that ungodly hour that turned my life upside down and made me question everything I thought I knew. It was the knock that took me to the very edge and back. It was the knock that triggered me for years after the event. Fast decisions without consultations. That's what's happened in our marginalised community. No one came to us to tell us their vision or story about what they were going to do with the warrant. No one consulted us. We feel invisible by our supposed champions. The knock is more appropriate. The warrant can be for any crime. Also, not all those that have had the knock are via the police, which the warrant would suggest. The offender is only part of the issue. We are the fallout, the collateral damage, as it were. We are the ones that suffer from the knock. We are the ones forgotten. The warrant is just for the offender. The knock affects us all. My children had to witness this in their home. It wasn't just a clinical execution of a legal term. It was strangers going through their things and removing their devices for weeks. It is a term for the community to decide, and the warrant can do one. They don't knock just once, though. Every visit from police comes with awful, inhumane banging. Even when there is a doorbell, they seem to only want to bang on the door. I can't tap a spatula against a pot while cooking without freaking out. They are welcome to call it what they want, but that doesn't reflect the trauma of their knocking. It's a knock, and it's for us to decide what we call it. It's for us to decide how we each want to be referred to. They can brand it how they like. How much money has been spent in meetings deciding on a new term, I wonder? Oh, to be a fly on the wall. I'm sure there would have been many that were thrown out. Maybe it's about time we came up with what we want to refer to them as and not ask them, whichever groups of professionals, police, SS, etc. The police literally knocked, banged on my front door for around 10 minutes before I finally realised someone was trying to get our attention. I was in bed asleep. The banging woke me up, but it was a few minutes before I twigged the noise was at my front door. The knock is not an event. It's an experience, a nightmare, the catalyst, the moment my world was turned upside down. The knock describes it perfectly. I don't live at my property now, but when I do go round, every noise or person walking by puts me on edge, never mind a knock on the door. We had a young person knocking not too long ago, asking to wash the car as he was raising money. I politely refused, but felt awful for doing so. A piece of paper can be filed away, but that feeling of dread cannot. The police can call it whatever they want, and they will, of course. For me, the PTSD is still very much with me from the knock 7 years later. Who are these people who think they can call it the warrant? Nobody that has gone through it. I didn't see any warrant after they banging on my door and entering my home and sending me and my son upstairs. A piece of paper didn't cause fear of someone coming to my door or the phone ringing. Fear of leaving my space, my safe space of my home. These people changing the narrative have not experienced anything we have been through. The knock is the word for the experience forced upon us. And that's the word I will always refer to. Again, assumptions from people who have no idea. It's a knock. End of. Because until we know who is on the other side of the door, it's the knock on the door. It's the first thing. It's not just a tap. It's not just a ding dong. It's a knock, knock, knock. I'm sorry, but it's our journey. So we have been given no thought of what the name should be. So they're just a select few that I chose whilst going through the many that we have received. And obviously you can tell that the community are not happy. And there's a lot of thought around this, and there's been a lot of discussions around this, especially with the more vocal ones. You know, we do talk to each other. You know, we support each other. We signpost each other to people in the community. You know, that's what we do. We support and we work together. Anyway, the discussion was, why? Why change this narrative? Is it because of the police? I have no idea. Does it make them look better? Maybe in their eyes it does. But then you're taking it away from the actual people that you're talking about. You know, you're saying you're representing the community and you're doing this work about the community, which is the NOC community, but then changing the narrative and not calling it the NOC. And actually, we've done this. So we Googled the NOC, and the programme comes up, by the way. So there's a programme called the NOC. Not that I've ever watched it. But what comes up? So you have We Come Up, the NOC Club comes up, Annie Hope Writing Strong group comes up, and her blog website. Even the charities come up, because a lot of the charities call it the NOC. Google the warrant. Nothing comes up. So when people join us on this journey and they want to find help, if they put in the warrant, they won't find any help. And it's like someone said, the warrant can be for anything. Absolutely for anything. And actually, a lot of people don't get given a warrant. And I think that's really relevant. And I remember, actually, when we received the first knock, and I questioned the solicitor about it, they said they don't actually have to have a warrant. They don't have to have one. That's the thing. And if you actually look on the, I think it's the CPS website, it actually states they don't have to have a warrant. If they think a crime has been committed, they can turn up on your doorstep, bang the crap out of your door, bang the shit out of your windows, and stand there screaming that they are the police until you open the door, and they don't have to have that bit of paper. And that's what you've got to remember. The warrant is just a bit of paper, and the warrant is about the offender. That's what the warrant is. The warrant doesn't say Joe Bloggs and his family. It's just Joe Bloggs. So it's trying to take away what the innocent families deal with for hours, days, weeks, months, years, and most importantly, forever. Because it never goes away. Doesn't matter what decisions you make. Doesn't matter who you are. If it is an ex-partner, a partner, a son, a brother, a cousin, a friend, anybody. That fear and that trauma never goes away. You can get on and have a little bit of a normal life. But the minute you hear a knock on the door, and funny enough, We had a knock on the door the other day. Bloody Amazon don't know how to use their own Ring doorbell. Work that one out. So I've now had to buy a sign for my door saying, ring the freaking doorbell. Do not bang on my bloody door. Halloween's coming up. Now, on my forum, I had to put a post up because I've done it in my support group. Someone brought it up years and years ago about how do they deal with Halloween? Because you're getting kids knocking on the door. They don't ring the doorbell. That's not part of Halloween. So I put it up on my forum and I put up a list of posters that people can now download, print off, stick it on their door. No trick-or-treating, please. That's not because they're miserable bastards. It's because of the fear of the knock on the door. Now, will professionals listen? I don't know. Will they? I can't tell you that because I don't know them. But I hope that any professionals that listen to this and listen to how people feel very, very strongly about this, actually sit down and truly think about the impact of trying to change the language that we as a community accept. We accept the knock because it is an experience. And it's an experience that never goes away. So please, if any professionals are listening, and when I say professionals, I mean all professionals, be it police, social services, probation, charities, organisations, academics, therapists, bloody anyone who classes themselves as a professional, especially ones that say they are working for the community. Listen to this. Listen to the community. Reach out to the community. Talk to them. And take some damn notice of what they are trying to tell you. You know, I've said it before. Accept the community. A lot of people wouldn't be doing the work they're doing if we, the community, didn't exist. You know, the community is sick of being someone's dinner plate on their table. We want to be invited to sit at that table. Please, 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 we ask from the bottom of our hearts for you to please take notice of what the community are asking. We will not accept the new wording of the warrant. My wonderful friend, Annie Hope, is actually writing a blog post, and she's more... She's brilliant with words, and I'm crap at words. I really am. But she's writing a wonderful, wonderful blog post, which will, both the pod and the blog post, will be coming out on the same day, and we will be sharing it far and wide. And I will actually be putting the link to it on this episode. So if you want to see the blog, just press on the link. I will also be adding the link to the Wikipedia page about the title of the pod. You know, Nothing About Us Without Us. Because actually it's really interesting. It goes back many, many years. It actually goes back to World War II, I do believe. And its origins are really, really interesting. And also, there's a someone actually did a blog, and it was actually on the NHS website, and it was about disability, but it was about the struggles that, you know, disabled people have of professionals trying to change the narrative without asking them. So have a look. So I don't think there's much more really to say, apart from any professionals listening, please understand that the community are not happy about this. And as I say, we haven't just spoken to a couple of people. This is hundreds. You know, new, old, they have a voice. Please don't silence their voice. Because carrying on this change of narrative, change, you know, changing what you want to call the community, is silencing their voices. And in this community, our voices are very silenced. Very, very silenced. So on that note, that is it for this week. I will be back in a fortnight. And it will be interesting to see what the feedback is from the pod, from the blog post. And, you know, if nothing changes, we'll just carry on. You know, we won't be silenced. The more people try to silence us, guess what? The louder we just get. And we won't back down. Please don't say it. We have done fighting for so many years. And we all feel very passionately about this community. And we will fight for them tooth and nail for them to be respected and listened to. So please, please, please take notice of that. So that's it. As I say, back in a couple of weeks. And I hope people listen, and I hope that some good comes out of this. So, as always, look after each other and yourselves, and as always, take care.